when we filed a petition to the Supreme Court, the Supreme Court issued a stay order on the writ of prohibition and asked the party to stay all further actions and proceedings pending the outcome of a hearing. That stay order was in place when we went for the hearing, and then as an attempt to lift the stay order. But in any case, the Supreme Court agreed with Councillor Vani Shema, and the stay order was lifted, though we resisted it. But the information went around because it was broadcast on most of the radio stations. So apparently those who believe that their candidate would not have the opportunity to participate in the election decided to engage in phone calls by threatening me and saying that if any of their candidate loses the opportunity to contest the ensuing election on October 11, 2011, I will have to use helicopter to go to work or helicopter to go home. And I became so frightened because of the personal safety of my family, myself.
So are you suggesting, Councillor Cephas, that the threats you allegedly received might have come from supporters of the ruling party?
Well, I won't be exact, but I'm saying if you know like a cheering squad for such a matter like that, you certainly don't have a control over it. I'm sending this message directly to Councillor Vani Shema. He brought cheering squad on the ground floor of the Supreme Court. I'm not sure he has full control over their actions, but whether it is they or somebody else who decided to just engage in such mischief, I certainly would not know. But he was the one who instigated the presence of cheering squad on the ground of the Supreme Court.
So as a result of the threat, Councillor Cephas, you decided to withdraw your case to defend the petitioners. Where do you stand on that as the court is about to hear this particular case, I think on tomorrow, Tuesday? Where do you stand?
We did not withdraw the case, but rather we withdrew our representation of the in the case. So the court said we should remain in standby position until the petitioners can find a lawyer. And if the petitioner do not find a lawyer, then obviously we will have to come back and make the representation. So every time the case commences, I will have to appear and make representation. And I will do it Tuesday morning, which is tomorrow morning.
Let me say that, Councillor Cephas, when the news came around that you were withdrawing from the case, the initial reaction of some people was that perhaps you had been paid off to abandon the case.
I would not do that. I would never, ever do that. First, I have a fiduciary responsibility with my client, and I should be committed, and that relationship should be completely strong in every case, and I don't have any reason to trade off. First, I don't see anybody in Liberia who can buy me out into a case. And beyond that, if anybody thinks that a ruling party, I'm number one person who don't even let you see the ground the ruling party is working on, because it is a failed party, you know, and so I certainly would not want to be drawn into such, you know, that's it. But I did that, and I believed in the cause. But when the threat started to come, and then my wife became frightened, of course, I had to back down. But if the court says that since the people, if they assume that they don't find anybody, and there's no way, I will have no other choice but to make the representation and defend the issue. Because first, most people see me in the street of Monrovia, they call me coward. They say, you are a coward. You abandoned the battle in the middle of it. Why can you do this? And I really understand the desire of our people. I think this was one of the most greatest, you know, opportunity to challenge, you know, an ambiguous constitutional provision. And I have done that. I spent sleepless nights preparing the petition, sleepless nights preparing my legal brief. I was even shocked because it was a painful exercise for me to quit in the middle of it. But I had to do it for the personal safety, which is most supreme to me and my family.
When you received this alleged threat, did you go to the appropriate authorities to report the threat?
You know, it would be a waste of time on two basic fundamental grounds. Ground number one, there are too many murder cases in this little country that are being unsolved. For example, the Bruno Michel case in La. Today, there is no report. The fellow that was killed in Banazue, there is no report. For somebody threatening using phone call, more than that, the Justice Ministry is a respondent in the case. It's like a complainant asking an armed robber for personal security in a trial in which the very armed robber is on trial. This is it. I don't want to reduce it to a circus, because even the Chief Justice asked me whether I needed army security or whether I needed the Liberian National Police. I said, no, I don't need that. I think I'm even free to walk about freely. The more you get security around you, it creates a state of instability, and other people too will want to get even with you. But when you are alone, they won't have any problem. Though the threats were made, but I think I'm okay now. And what I will do is that I back off from the case already. So I think that by backing up from the case, that threat is gone. So I'm grateful to the Liberian people. I'm grateful to all of those who supported me through the cause. But I say it again, let me repeat, as I said earlier, if there's no other reason that these guys cannot find any lawyer to represent them, and if the court asks me, I will certainly have no choice but to stand up to the challenge. I have done it before. I have a track record, both in my student days, and I'm willing to do it again. But because I have to back up, my wife was frightened by this skill of threat. And this is why I back up.